This next little piece of time before lunch, I'm noticing that I'm feeling excited because I really love what I'm about to share with you. I really love all of this, actually. So I want to, some of you know this being from your own travels and practice, and some of you maybe don't. And so as an introduction or a reintroduction, I want to introduce you to, in my own life and practice, a really, really, really important friend and guide who comes through Buddhist practice. Right now she's very tiny, but she takes many, 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 many forms. This is Kuan Yin. And probably from where you're sitting you cannot see, but she is a very androgynous looking woman in robes, and she's sitting on a lotus, although she sits on many things. Right now she's sitting on a lotus. She's holding a vase, a little vase. So Kuan Yin is much more likely to be found in the Mahayana tradition of Buddhism than here in Vipassana. But she was introduced to me by a Vipassana teacher named Tanisara, who was a nun in Thailand for 12 years. The original source of Kuan Yin is that the story is that Kuan Yin began as a monk, a man, at the time of the Buddha, called Avalokiteshvara. And the story goes that he had many struggles and really longed to help suffering beings, and ultimately became a deity with many hands and many eyes, who was able to see over the world and reach out with kindness and care to all the suffering beings. So a bodhisattva, a spirit or being who chooses to stay here to be of care to suffering beings. So that's the story. This image, idea, was carried from North India to China in the 5th century BC. And Avalokiteshvara means in Sanskrit, one who hears the cries of the world. So Avalokiteshvara, as a man, was taken to China, and over the course of 300 years, transformed from male to female, and the name changed to Kuan Yin, which also means one who hears the cries of the world. But Kuan Yin usually appears with only two arms, and she's holding this vase. And the vase is the sacred fluid of life, which she can spill on us when we're in pain. She's currently the most popular deity in all of China and in most of Asia. And in Asian communities throughout the West as well, you often will find altars to Kuan Yin. And I see them everywhere I go. When I'm just going through my daily life in Berkeley, California, I will see little altars to Kuan Yin in restaurants and donut shops and gift stores, and you find them when you look for them. She's actually more popular in China than the Buddha in terms of shrines built, because she represents that compassion and wisdom. And She's also known as a shape and gender shifter. She will change into whatever's needed. She is needed to be there as female. She's needed there as male. She's needed to be there as a loaf of bread. She'll change. So her function can be different for different people who use her. For many lay people, she's really someone to pray to. If my brother is sick, I can pray to Kuan Yin to ask her, please heal my brother, to help me have a healthy pregnancy, to get me through a financially challenging time. In monastic life, she's used as a North Star. She's used for monastics, nuns and monks, as a guide for how we want to be in our lives. That available, that present. For me, she's a portal. What she really is right there is just a little statue that I bought at a Tibetan gift store. That's what's actually happening there. But what she represents for me is a portal into a real energy, something that actually does exist, which is the energy of presence and compassion. And when my heart is simply too small and too human to be able to bring in presence and compassion, what I can do is invoke it from outside myself. And for me, the way that I do that is I bring in Kuan Yin. What I believe is that that energy can come through my heart, and it can come through nature. It can come through others. It can come through animals. But it can be accessed, and I can call it in. And the way that I do it in my practice is I actually sing this chant to Kuan Yin that I'm going to teach you. I have to tell you something really wonderful that happened to me the last time I was here. So the last time I was here was almost 2 years ago, and I was teaching then on the Brahma Viharas, the four divine abodes, the places of well-being that we can access. So that's loving kindness, compassion, gratitude and joy, and the fourth one is equanimity. So on the first day I did the first two, which were loving kindness and compassion. And when I was teaching on compassion, I talked about Kuan Yin. And then I taught this chant that I'm about to teach you, which I had learned from Tanisara, my Vipassana teacher, and which I thought was this sort of beautiful, rarefied chant. And then the next day, in the morning, one of the yogis on the two-day retreat came in the morning, and she said, look at this. I have this at home. I bought it for $5 in Chinatown in Vancouver. And it was an image of Kuan Yin. And when you turned on, it was made of black plastic. And when you turn on the switch on the bottom, all these little red lights go off, and this rarefied chant I was teaching comes on. It was so great. So it's not rarefied. It's really common. It's a really common chant, which I think is fantastic. And the chant is in your handout, number 14. So the words are in Mandarin, and it's Namo Guanshu Yinpusa. It means homage to the one who hears the cries of the world. The way I do it in my practice is we have a Kuan Yin that we got from Beijing who sits in a boat. It's a little tiny boat. She's a big brass Kuan Yin. It's a little tiny boat, big lady in it, filling up the whole boat. She sits like this. She's totally calm, big lady, little boat, wild waves all around her. This is the statue. To me, that is the capacity to stay present no matter what's happening and bring compassion there. So after I've done my mindfulness practice, stayed with the breath, and then I do a metta practice, then to end, I say this to Kuan Yin. Keep her, that energy of benevolent compassion around me and running through me through my day. Namo Kuan Chu Yin.